hold him up. Thank you for everything you give us, Lord, and every blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, I will sure need some help. Thank you very much, Sharon. Forty-one and verse fifty-three, and I forgot to bring my Amplified Bible. I walked off and left it. I had too many irons in the fire. I like that Amplified Bible. Actually, the Living Bible is not bad in the book of Genesis. It's taken from the Hebrew Jewish Publication Society. This is a long chapter, as you know. Now, Joseph has a couple of children in Egypt. God removes his sorrow so much. Everything that anything that happens to Joseph, God turns it into a flower garden, doesn't he? Just all the way through his life. Everything Joseph touches turns to gold, like the Midas touch. And no matter what happens, no matter how terrible the situation is, God just brings him through it. And God can do the same thing for us today. He can do the same thing, and when you look at it, he does. My life has been a mess, a wreck for a preacher. That's all I can say. It's been a train wreck. And one thing after another, and health problems and everything else, but the Lord has always been there. The Lord has been there with me. He's protected me through terrible things. I've had contracts put on me, really, to have me killed. I've had all kinds of things. I've been poisoned. I've been everything you can think of. And I'm still here. You know, I mean, I'm not invincible. I can guarantee you that much. I'm going to die one of these days, but the Lord has seen fit to leave me here thus far. And Joseph had a place of service. Every one of you have a place of service. Yes, Brother Abe, you do. And you do a wonderful job up here in music ministry on Sunday morning and bringing little devotionals. That I just love that. Mm-hmm. His devotionals, little things that he says before the class. All of you do, Roger. I've seen people just go to church, that's all, and sit there. That's a ministry. I'm going to tell you something, people, if something means something. God has a place in your life. Nothing has happened to you that is not God dealing in your life. I can assure you of that. Nothing has happened to you. Nothing. Stephen, meeting that girl over there, that was God's plan. All right? That's it. We live in the direct will of God and in the permissive will of God. God permits us to make mistakes, and God permits terrible countries to rise and fall through history. But through it all, it's God's eternal purpose and God's unpreventable progress. Okay? God's eternal purpose and God's unpreventable progress. That's what we're dealing here in the book of Genesis with, is a wonderful story of the unpreventable progress of God. You can't stop it. No matter what, you can't stop it. It goes on and on and on and on. On and on and on. Every story that's ever been written, every play, every cowboy movie was what? Every cowboy movie, what was it? What was the story? What was the line? The good guys against the bad guys. The rich people against the poor people. That's what it's all about. That's it. Every story in the Bible is what? The good against the bad. All the way from the book of Genesis to this very time right now. The movie High Noon. Remember that movie High Noon with Gary Cooper? What was that about? the outlaws. Some of them are going to get out of prison, come back in and take over the town and shoot up the place and bring it back underneath their control. That's what it was about. That's what it was about. Wat tik leno. Shiva shine. Hasava. Asher. Haya. Be'eretz. Mitzrayim. And became or ended, finished, spin out, third person feminine plural, cow, wow, consecutive and perfect. 7 years of plenty. The 7 years of plenty were spent, done, over with. Which had become in land of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means what? Dakota, Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim mean? Anybody remember what Mitzrayim means? The land of red mud and canals. All right? You listening over there, Stephen? I might ask you a question, too. You better pay attention. All right, better pay attention. Some people were listening on the radio. I have a pretty good-sized radio audience all over the world, pretty much. And they go listen to the classes and everything and say, boy, you keep those people on their toes. You're liable to call on anybody anytime. I said, yeah, if they fall asleep, I'll start calling their name. Wakes them up. Watik hi lena. Shiva shene. Hara av. Lavo. Ka asher. Amar. Yosef. Wahi. Rav, be cold, ha aritzot, you be cold, eretz, Mitzrayim, haya lehem. I like the way you said that, Brother Roger. Did real good. That's what, say that for everybody here.
I can't twice.
Lahem, 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 like you're clearing your throat. Say it now, girl. Sharon, lahem, lahem. All right. And began to pollute, to profane, 7 years. Ha ra'av. In that word famine there is evil. All right. And to come in, lavo, to come in, just as ka'asher, see that comes from ki and asher, that's a combination there. A conjunction of two words, a matter. He had said, Joseph, and it became a famine, evil. All right, evil or famine? Evil in all, be called. See that? That's a preposition, and call is all. In all, ha adrat soth. In all of the lands of her, literally. All of the lands of her. And in all of the Aretz, the land of Mitzrayim, became bread. All right? Had become bread. 4155. What hereof? Call. Eretz, Mitzrayim, Wayitzak, Ha'am, El, Piro, Lalakim, Wayomer, Paro, Likol, Mitzrayim, Liku, El, Yosef, Asher, Yamar, Lakim, Tasu. And she hungered. That's what it means. It keeps on saying that. And she continued to hunger. Third person feminine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. Look down there, page 944 in what book? Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Page 1256 in what book? Kohler and Baumgartner. All right. You can look it up in those different books. All. Call is all the Aretz. Aretz. What does Aretz mean, Sharon?
Dry land.
Dry land. Thank you. Did you see how fast you did that? All right. That's the way I like to see it. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim.
Dakota.
Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Stephen, Mitzrayim. Land of red mud and canals. Mitzrayim. Land of red mud and canals. All right. And kept on crying out the people, Ha'am, the people, unto Pharaoh. All right, what does Pharaoh mean? Pharaoh. The guy that lives in the big house. Can you remember that? The big house guy. All right. And all are to all of Egypt, the land of red muds. Go unto Joseph. Go, masculine plural, cal imperative. Go unto Joseph. What he says to you, you keep on doing. You keep on doing. That one's second person, masculine plural, cal imperfect. You keep on doing. We harav. Haya. All. Call. Panay. Haaretz. Wayif. Wayif. Tak. Yosef, Et, Kol, Asher, Bahim, Wayishbar, Li Mitzrayim, Wayichazak, Harav, Be'eretz, Mitzrayim. All right now. And the famine. What does the word famine? What's in the root of that word? Famine. Evil. Evil. Bad. Evil. Raw. Okay? And the evil became. She had become upon all the faces. Look at the word panay there. Faces. We can look at the panay Elohim. What does that mean? The face of God. Remember one time when Jacob said he looked upon the face of God? The face of God, right, the very face of God. Abraham looked upon the face of God. Spirit of God hovered over the El Panay Tahom, the faces of the deep. What does the word faces mean? What does the word face mean? Huh?
Besides the obvious?
Huh? Gary Harwell, the last time he saw, well, not the last time he saw my daughter, Dakota. Dakota and I, we went up to his house, and Tyhatsman was sat down, and Gary looked over across at her, and he said, "You little old black-eyed, dark-haired girl." You know what he was doing? He was looking at her faces. The face. He was looking at her face. That's how you look. And you have many faces. You have a face from here. You have a face from here. You have a face from here, a face from there, and a face back here. All around your different faces. Surfaces. All right? All the surfaces of the land. Ha'aretz. Ha is what there? That's a definite article. You got A plus tonight, brother? And he opened up. He kept on opening up Joseph. All which in them. And he kept on bringing grain. Two Egyptians. See that? Le Mitzrayim. Le, there, it's a preposition. Page 515. You can look that one up in the Brown Driver and Braves. To the Egyptians. Le Mitzrayim. All right? What is the word for Egyptian in Greek?
Egyptos.
Egyptos. Thank you, brother. Got a mind like a tar bucket. They used to say that. And it kept on being strong. It kept on being strong. The evil, the famine inland, by Eretz, inland of Mitzrayim, in the land of the red mud and canal banks. Yes?
My verse 56, it says, when the famine was spread over all the face of the earth.
Yes.
But everywhere else, but it says earth and a couple other places. Does it mean land?
Land, yes. Yes. It means land, the land of Egypt. All right? And it meant the dry land of Egypt. Because the land of Egypt became very dry at this time. Very, very dry. Very great famine, a very dry period. This is what you would call a dry period. This is a land of famine or drought. There was a drought in the land. Joseph is going to make Pharaoh very, very rich. He's going to be the richest man in the world over there. Pharaoh is going to become the richest man in the world because he lined up with the right guy. He lined up with the right guy. We called Haaretz, Bo, Mitzray, I can't say it, Mitzramah, Lishbar, El Yosef, Ki, Hazah, Harav, Bikol, Haaretz. All right. And in all the land, see that word land there? That means dry ground there, Sharon. Dry ground now. That's what you're talking about. Came in. Third person corporal plural had come into Egypt to buy. Now, all the land, now here it's not. It's talking about land, all right, but it's not talking about land literally, is it?
Nations.
It's talking about the people of all the land. All the lands around there, the people that lived on all the lands around there came in to buy food from Egypt. I want to know something. I'm going to try to make you think. The oldest mummies in the world were not found in Egypt, but found in America, by the way. Some of the oldest structures known in the world were not found in Egypt. They were found in America. But I want you to tell me now, in the mummies that are buried in Egypt, how do you tell the class of the people, not only by the coffins, but if you had somebody the coffin that was robbed, and you found a body, how would you tell what class of person that person was? If they were all robbed, you didn't have any of that. Okay, you didn't have all the coffins or sarcophagus. What, brother?
They were buried with an animal that conveyed it.
They were buried sometimes with their pets. The rich people, but sometimes the poor people were buried with pets also. They even mummified the pets. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They mummified their pets. What else? How would you tell what status of life they had in Egypt? What would tell you? What personal thing would tell you?
Did
what's
they get
that?
Buried with slaves sometimes?
They were buried with the slaves, but if the grave was robbed. Now Dakota knows. Dakota, what is it? What does it mean? What did she say? What did she just do? She gave me Indian Sign Language. That was Indian Sign Language. Okay. Now what did you mean, Dakota? This. What does this mean? What does this mean?
Slaves had their teeth ground down
because
they
were
the coarse grain.
They were eating grain that was not very good. It had a lot of gravel and dirt in it.
Mm-hmm.
The highest quality of grain, the softest grain, the easiest food to eat, were those of the higher class people.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones got what was left over. The dirt at the bottom of the barrel. The grain at the bottom of the barrel that had, and they would eat it, and it would grind their teeth off. Okay. It would grind their teeth off. So that's how you would tell, is by their dental characteristics. All right? By the way, I want to tell you this also. How many of you, what are the strongest teeth, people with the strongest teeth in the world? Who's got the strongest teeth of any people in the world? The largest teeth and the strongest teeth. Ham's descendants, or the black people. Got the best teeth in the world, strongest teeth, strongest ivories. Who has the next as the strongest teeth in the world, and some structure on their teeth that is totally different than any other people? The American Indian people. And I have all those dental characteristics. The inside of my front teeth are what they call shovel teeth. They're hollow on the inside. Where they can bite into meat and cut. All right? They're hollow behind there. And then the next ones, here, these teeth here, these next teeth, and several other teeth as you go on the top and the bottom. Only inside of those teeth, there are like two before braces. That's what you call a talon cuspis. There's a ridge that makes your teeth, most people's teeth are round. But an Indian's teeth are like this. Okay? With that talon cuspis running up here, it was like a 2x4 support, and extra strong, and the enamel is extra thick and extra strong. You could tell a person what they were by their teeth many times. Alright? Well, these people, the rich people, had better food, and they didn't grind their teeth now. Okay? It said, and all of the people from the different lands came to Egypt to buy unto Joseph, because it had become strong, the evil or the famine, in all the surrounding lands of all the Middle East. Okay? What are these lands? Where is Egypt? All right? Egypt is in Upper Africa, isn't it? All right? All of Africa. There were famine in all lands, so they were coming up there. All the Middle East, Arabia, all those countries, all of these countries were flowing into Egypt. Okay? And they're bringing all of their wealth in the, and their wealth basically was in what? Gold and silver and spices and things. Okay? Gold and silver and spices. They were bringing all their wealth. Spices and oils were very expensive. Even olive oil was very, very expensive back in those days. They were bringing all their wealth into Egypt. They could get things out of there that they didn't even have in Egypt. All of these people were bringing this. Wayar. Yaakov. Ki. Yesh. Shiver. B. Mitzrayim, Wayomer, Yaakov, Levana, Lama, Tithra, and kept on seeing Jacob that was grain in Egypt. And he kept on saying, Jacob, to his according to a pattern, his sons. Son means according to a pattern. Why? You look at each other. Why are you looking at each other? Sitting there starving to death. Why do you keep on looking at each other? You're just sitting around here looking at each other. All right? And he was a little bit upset with him. He just sat around looking at each other, ready to fall over. Wayomer. Hinei. Shemati. Ki. Yesh. Shiver. Be Mitzrayim, Redu, Shama, Wishiva, Lanu, Mishmacham, We Nikye, Wilo, Namuth. And he kept on saying, behold, I have heard that is grain. In Egypt. There's grain in Egypt. Alright? Grain. Shiver. Grain. In all Egypt, and all, and you all go down. You all come down or go down. Masculine, plural, cal, imperative, you go on down there. Shema. And you buy grain for us from there. And we can live. Alright, look at that word. And we can live. We nikya. And we can live and not keep on dying. Not we will keep on dying. You know, starving to death is a slow process. Starving to death is a very slow process. I nearly starved to death one time in my life. And it was over a period of time from 1961 to 1965. In 1961, I weighed 165 pounds. That's when my grandmother got killed. I was about 5'11" or 6 foot tall. When I graduated from high school in 1965, I was 139 pounds and 6 foot two. My father and mostly his brothers were 6 foot four and 6 foot five. I should have been that tall. But I didn't have enough food to feed myself. I worked hard, didn't have much rest, and slowly starved. And I'll tell you what, I can't see food thrown out or anything like that. That really bothers me. And I want to see everything eaten up, because I know what it is to be hungry. And it really bothers me to see food wasted. Vayeridu. Aki. Yosef. Asarah. Lishbor. Bar. Mimma Mitzrayim. Alright. And that they kept on going down, brothers. Aki, that means brothers. Of Joseph. 10. Alright. 10 brothers. How many brothers did he have? 11. One of them stayed home, didn't he? Old Jacob did not trust them with that other son that he loved so much from his wife. He wasn't about to lose him. So he wouldn't trust them to send him down there. He sent the 10 boys. They'd been outlaws from the very beginning anyway, hadn't they? The 10, to buy grain, bar. And then we have Mim Mitzrayim. Do you see that Mim there? That means from. It comes from man. Mim, page 577, this is a preposition, from the land of red mud and canals. And I'm going to tell you something, there wasn't much water in the canals at this time. 42 and verse 4. We finally got over in the 42nd chapter, didn't we? 42. We at?
Yeah.
Benjamin. Aki. Yosef. Lo. Shalak. Yaakov. Et. Ichah. Ki. Amar. Yikra-e-nu-pen. Ason. All right. And son of the right hand, Benjamin. What part of that word is son? Ben. Ben means, yes, that's right. Ben means son, according to a pattern. Okay? Son of the right hand and brother of Joseph. Brother, Aki, brother of Joseph. What's Joseph mean?
To increase.
To increase or to prosper. Okay? Not, he had sinned, Jacob. What's Jacob mean? The nipper or the follow the heel. The nephat or to follow the heel. With his brothers. Et there is a sign of direct object, and it's not really translated, but we understand that it means with his brothers. Ki is because. Page 473. Because he had said. He had said, third person, masculine, singular, cal perfect. Lest keep on happening to him harm. He knew that he had to protect that boy, didn't he? Joseph, he used to send out. Joseph was the what? He was a shepherd of his brothers, even though he was the youngest of all those 10 brothers, but he was their shepherd. He was the one that would watch over them. And Jacob did not trust these boys. He always suspected wrong had been done on their part. And their sins were about to find them out. They were about to search them out. God is going to send the chickens home to roost. The chickens are going to come home to roost. God is going to send the chickens home to roost. Okay? Wayavol. Benay. Yisrael. Lishbor. Lishbor, that is. Lishbor. Lishbor. And Bitok. Habaim. Ki. Haya. Haraav. Be'eretz. Kinan. Okay. And they came in, the sons of Israel. Now it names him Israel today. Now what does Israel mean? What does Israel mean? Dakota, you remember what Israel means? Israel. It comes from Sarah, doesn't it? Israel. Sharon. It means to wrestle, one who wrestles with God. How many times have you wrestled with God? Or life sometimes is a wrestling match, isn't it? A wrestling match. The whole life is a wrestling match. You know, God wrestles with us all the time, doesn't he? He really does. I told you about my longest friend, Gary Harwell, dying today, this morning at 9:30, right as I got up here. The first words out of my mouth was what this morning? Pray for Gary's family. Gary and his family. Because he's on my heart. He was on my heart all the time. I called and talked to him yesterday, and he was so bad that they didn't want me to come see him. They called this morning and asked me to come, but I was in church. But over all the years, I don't know how long ago it was, probably 20 years ago that Gary was saved. He said he asked the Lord in his heart and repented of his sins and everything. And he just was reluctant to really step out and follow the Lord. He just laid back. He always thought about the Lord. He'd always call me. Anytime anything happened or anything happened to his family or anything, he'd call me on the phone. He said, Jimmy, pray for this thing or pray for that thing. And I'd pray, and then he would pray. And he'd pray like a little old child. He'd pray like a little child. God had been wrestling with him for a long time. The wrestling match is over. Gary finally gave up. He wanted to serve the Lord. A week ago, I went up there on Sunday afternoon. Now, I mean, my foot has been so bad that I can hardly walk. But he wanted to get some DVDs of me teaching. He wanted to watch those DVDs. He couldn't come to church then, you know that, but he wanted to get some DVDs. So I went up there. He was in Memorial Hospital out here in Oildale. And I didn't know if I was going to get in that place or not. My foot was hurting so bad, and it was a long way in there. I mean, I had to walk about a mile to go in there where he was. I got in there, and I took him those DVDs. I took some up to Ashby, but they had forgotten them when they had to take him to the hospital. But I wanted him to have them, because the wrestling match was still going. And I know that he wanted to be baptized. I know he wanted to follow the Lord. But he had a whole lifetime to do it. But God got him ready now, didn't he? God, he was ready. He was ready. He was willing. We have a chance to do what we're going to do. God deals with you as to salvation first. You put God off too many times being saved, and you're going to be in hell. I can just guarantee you that much. He don't owe you a day, not 1 minute. If he's already convicted you, you've heard the gospel one time, that's enough. I said Gary heard me preach about 35 or 40 years ago. He wanted to go hear me preach. He wanted to hear me preach. And I was preaching, and I would be talking real soft like, and then I'd raise my voice and things like that, you know. And he asked me later on, and he said, I wanted to hear you preach. He said, you're really good. I like that. And the reason why I came to church, Gary was really rowdy. And he would walk into a bar and just walk into the bar and just knock somebody flat. Just wham! Just knock them flat. Or walk up, knock him off a bar stool, and sit down in the bar. You had my place. Just like that. Because he would like to fight. He walked into the blackboard out there and knocked somebody off out in the middle of the floor, and the guy got up and walked out and brought back in a .44 Magnum with all the cylinders loaded. And stuck it right in Gary's face just like that. Gary said he started crying and begging for his life. He said, I knew the man was going to kill me. I knew he was going to kill me. All he had to do, the hammer was back. He said he probably didn't have over a 5-pound trigger, and that man was mad, and he could have pulled the trigger any time. He said, I dropped down on my knees, and I begged him to forgive me. I said I'd kiss his foot, whatever he wanted. Just don't kill me. And then he went to church. That's God got his attention. That's all I can say. God got his attention. And that was part of the wrestling match. Part of the wrestling match. Jacob wrestled with God, didn't he? All his life. Anybody wrestled all night with him one time. But I'm going to tell you something. When Jacob, when he had the door opened, he went through the door, didn't he? If God opens the door to you, go through the door. Don't fool around. Go through the door. Quit fighting and quit wrestling. Just go on. You don't have to get a broken arm, broken leg, or anything else. Just go through the door. Period. Just go through the door. And they came in, the sons of Israel, the wrestler, the one who wrestles with God, to buy. In the middle of the ones coming in, because had become the famine, the evil, in the land of Canaan. Canaan. Remember, back in the days of Noah, God promised, through Noah, he promised the sons of Shem that they would possess the land of Canaan, and that was Canaan. Canaan's people. The land of Canaan. Ham's the sin. They were going to have this land. You know, when the Word of God makes a statement and makes a promise, it's done. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's a statement, isn't it? Any of you going to stand in the presence of God because of how good you are? No. My best friend Gary is in the presence of God right today. Not because how good he was. That guy was a rascal when he was young. I'm telling you. He had a 55 Ford car, and he would go down the road. No, it was a 53 Chevy. And he got him a Model A coil and run wires across the back seat of that, and he'd go down there, and he'd give, you want a ride? They'd get in there in the back of that car, and he'd turn the coil on them. And line them up, boy. I mean, they'd jump out the witness. He was something else, I'm telling you. Got him a BB gun, went down to shoot the road, shooting everybody in the BB gun. But you know what? None of that is held against him at all. I don't know how he ever kept from getting killed. You know, I mean, I said, Gary, you should have got killed when you were young. I don't know how long he ever lived. It was by the grace of God. He found the most wonderful woman in this world. He did. Because God knew he needed the best. I'm telling you, he found the most wonderful woman in the world because God knew he needed the best one. And he found her. She's an angel. An angel. Absolute angel. The wrestling match.
I wish I could learn some of his tricks before he left.
I so hoped that he could come into this classroom here. I so hoped he could have. But he was suffering greatly. With lung cancer, and I guess it was in his bones and everything else. He went to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor adjusted his back and broke 3 ribs. And just from that time on, he's been an invalid. How long do you have? How long do we have? I should have told Gary, said, you've been dying for 40 years. He said, I remember when that horse almost killed you. You walked off. And then the guy ran over you with a truck and you walked off. And a car, a gun blew up on you and you walked off. And a car ran into you and you walked off. Another car ran into you and you walked off. More guns blew up on you. All kinds of stuff. Tree fell out of the sky and almost fell on me. I walked off. One of these days I won't walk off. And that's all right too. That's all right, too. We Yosef. Hugh. Hashilith. All Ha'aretz. Hugh. Hamashever. Likol ha haaretz vayavu aki Yosef vayishtaku vu lo apayim aretza. This is the fulfillment of Joseph's dream. Remember when he had a dream and he said he saw all of his brothers and mothers and fathers, all of them bowing down to him? This is the fulfillment of that prophecy right now. That, what do you say? How do you say that in Hebrew? How do you say dream in Hebrew? Huh? That's how you say it in Greek. Hypnose in Greek is shalom, kalom, shalom. Like shalom over there? Shalom, the place over there between here and the coast on the highway, whatever it is. Shalom is like shalom, shalom. All right, dream. According to... Huh? Cholomay. And Joseph, increase, abundance. And he, the governor, Hashileth, he is the governor over all the land. And he, the one selling for himself to all the people of the land. All the people of every land that came to him, he was the boss. He was a salesman for all of this. And the bargainer. And they came in, brothers, Joseph. And they prostrated themselves to him, faces to the ground. Faces to the ground. Now they will do obeisance to him. They said to him one time, "Will we, your brothers, bow down to you, you pipsqueak?" No way. And then what did they want to do? Kill him. God's going to get him straightened out. 42 and verse 7. Vayar, Yosef, Eth, Echal, Vayakirim, Vayitnaker, Alehem, Vayadabar, Itam, Koshoth, Vayomer, Alehem, Miayin, Thatim, Vayomeru, Me'eretz, Kenan, Lishbar, Okel. And he kept on seeing Joseph, his brothers. Boy, he was looking off at, he knew who they were. They did not know who he was. It's like a one-sided mirror. Remember some of those movies they used to have where they would be interrogating somebody and they would be a mirror in the room and it was a one-way mirror. They could look. You could look and see the prisoner, but the prisoner couldn't see you. That's the way Joseph was. He was like in a one-way mirror. They didn't know who he was. But he knew who they were. He remembered well who they were. And I'm going to tell you something. Joseph wasn't quite ready to forgive yet. You know that? Joseph was going to get a little bit even. He was just going to turn the tables on them. And he was going to do it for a while, too. And he begins his karma or retribution right now. And I believe it, that he did it with the help of the Lord. All right? His brothers, and he recognized, and he disguised, or dissimulated unto them, and he spoke with them harsh things, kashuth, harsh things, and he kept on saying unto them, "From where you have come? What are you guys here for? Bunch of rats?" They were rats, weren't they? They were scoundrels. Yeah, they were. And they said, find out where I am over there. And they kept on saying, "From the land of Canaan, Canaan, possession, to buy grain or food, eats, literally eats, to buy eats." Okay? Used to have signs, "Eat here." That's what it was. "Eat here." "Eats here." "Eats here." 42 and verse 8. Vayakar. Yosef. Et. Ichal. Wehem. Lo. Hikkeruhu. And he recognized Joseph. All right? And he recognized Joseph, his brothers. But they not. They had recognized for themselves him. 42 and verse 9. Why is Kor? Yosef et ha shalomoth. Asher shalom lehem Wayomer alehem Merak Gilim Atim Livoth et Irwath Haaretz Batim. And he kept on remembering Joseph, the dreams, his dreams that he had, which he had dreamed concerning them. He had been in a hypnotic trance concerning them. And he kept on saying unto them, spies, slanderers, slanderers. Were they slanderers? Were they slanderers? Did they lie? Yeah, they were liars and they were slanderers. And they lied to their own father. Terrible, terrible thing to lie to your father. But they had lied to their father and they had given him much grief. Great tears had fallen from Jacob for many, many days because of their lies and their slander. Spying on you to see the barrenness of the land. You have come in here. Wayomeru. Elal. Lo. Adonai. Wayavidika. Bo. Lishbor. Okel. And they kept on saying unto him, no, 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 no. And what did they call him? Master Potentate, King of Kings, Adonai. They called him master, didn't they? Now they called him master. God had put them in the place where they would call him master. They did not want to ever call him master. They did not want to ever look up to their brother. Because he didn't like it. But your servants, your slaves, we are your slaves. We are your abadika, your slaves. They bowed down. Now we're your slaves. Did they have any trouble with that coming out of their mouths? Over there in the land of Canaan, they wouldn't recognize Joseph, would they? But now it's just flowing right out, just like it's greased. Tunnel, like a chute, like a greased sled. These words were coming up. And they had come to buy food, eats. We have come to buy eats. Anything. Just sell us anything. Let us have anything. I remember one time, a long time ago. See, I can say that. See, a long time ago. I was up in Fish Lake Valley. And we moved up there. And my mother had never been on her own in her life at all. My great-grandmother and my grandmother had raised me. And I was off on this expedition with Dale Otto Remley, one of the greatest outlaws in the world, famous outlaw. And he had got this job up there in Fish Lake Valley managing this ranch. And I was his Avad. I was his servant. And we were up there on this ranch. And my mother had never cooked very much at all. And she didn't know how to prepare. And she'd always lived within 2 blocks of a grocery store. We were almost 100 miles from the nearest store. And it was going to get winter time. And this was in 1958. 57, 59. Old days. Old cars, old technology. It gets 20 to 40 below zero in Fish Lake Valley. And you have to drive over 2 great big mountain passes from that end of the valley to get over there in Big Pine or Bishop. And my grandmother and my great-grandmother came up there, and they brought a couple of 100-pound sacks of potatoes, boy, and beans. I think they brought 100 pounds of beans. Well, we ran out. She didn't buy any food. We had a great big basement, but she didn't think to buy the food. We got up there, and it got to where we couldn't go to town anymore. We couldn't go anywhere, and we ran out of everything. It was famine in the land. I used to go out. I had a little old 22 rifle. My stepdad used to give me one bullet. Jimmy, go get something to eat. I was a hunter. Now, I could always shoot real good. I could put a dime sideways and shoot it. Hit dime sideways or whatever. I could shoot right in the center of it, throw it in the air, and I could shoot it. I don't know why he did this to me, but he'd go and give me one bullet and so go get something. I was hungry. I would go out there when those animals were running around. If there was two rabbits out there, I'd line up two rabbits and I'd shoot through one rabbit and I'd get two rabbits with one shot. I'd bring back these two rabbits because I was hungry, and I'd get the tar beat out of me because he said, you stole another bullet. No way, you could have got two of them. If there was two doves or two quail out there, I'd line them up and shoot through two of them, or three if I could. And I'd bring these two or three in, and I'd get a beating every time. He gave me one bullet. One time, his brother-in-law came up there, Jim Pope, and he brought his son, Jimmy, and they had a Winchester rifle that was a repeater. It was a pump with a little hammer on it, and Jim Pope, Sr., could shoot a dove out of the air and shoot its head off with that rifle. I never saw anybody could shoot like that man. That was unbelievable what he could do. We'd go out there and pick them up, and they would be headless. Not now and then, but every time. He could shoot. Well, I had my .22 rifle, which my grandpa he traded whiskey for, this Remington Target Master. That's what I had, single shot. Still have it. Taught Dakota how to shoot with it. I learned how to shoot with it before I was a year old, I think. I took it out there in my one bullet. We went hunting. We were going to go out there, and Jimmy had a whole pocket full of bullets. And that repeating rifle that held about probably 15 or 16 shots. He got out there, and rabbits were running. We were going to fill a platter with rabbits. Of course, it wasn't rabbit season, but you ate. You just killed rabbits. You know, that was food. Out there, and that boy couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. His dad was Annie Oakley, but he was something else. Bullets were flying all over the place. I just sat back there and looked at him. I had my rifle, but I just sat back there and looked at him. I got down there, and they were shooting, and bullets were flying all around my dad, my mom, and everybody else down there. He hollered at me. I came in there, and he beat the tar out of me. He said, don't you ever do that again. And I just pulled my bullet out, and I gave my bullet back to him. I didn't do it, Dad. There's my bullet. There's my bullet. We hunted. I never knew how to fish for a fish. I shot fish. We would go up there and I'd set up on the bank and I'd get my sister to go down there and I'd shoot underneath those fish and the fish would float up. That's how we fished. We hunted quail. We hunted for chuckers. We hunted for rabbits. We ate everything. But we ran out of food. All the animals were hibernating. Nothing was out. And the beans were gone, the potatoes were gone. And chickens quit laying eggs. And we didn't want to kill our chickens because they were the egg layer, but they just weren't laying right now. I tell you what, I'd have killed one of those chickens, I think, at that time. I don't like to kill my chickens, but I'd have had one for dinner because I was hungry. And there was a doctor up there that gave my mother two or three cases of oyster stew. I was hungry, but I couldn't swallow that oyster stew. I wasn't that hungry. You can eat a lot of things when you get hungry, but I'm going to tell you something. When you have an aversion to something, I don't care how hungry you are, you just can't do it. There were some Spanish people that took off from South America and went all hundreds and hundreds of miles. They ate lizards. They ate birds. They ate worms. They ate crickets. They ate grasshoppers. They ate everything they could eat to stay alive, grubs and everything. They come through there, and the Indians thought they were some type of spiritual person because nobody had ever come that far through these desolate areas like that. They ate everything inside. I think I could have eaten all those things except the oyster stew. I just couldn't eat the oyster stew. Kalanu b'nei ish itad nakshanu kanim anakanu lo hayu avadika miragilim. All of us sons of one man, and we liars. We are honest? Really? They were really honest? What part of them was honest? Their big toe? Honest we. Anachinu. Not we have become. Not we have become or we have been your servants. We're not deceitful. We're not slanderers. We're not spies. All right. 42 and verse 12. Wayomer, Alahim, Lo, Ki, Eroth, Haaretz, Batim, Leros. And he said unto them, No, but because barrenness, baldness of the land. You've all come down here to see. You've all come down here to spy out the land. 42 and verse 13. We'll quit right here real soon. All right. Wayomaru, Shinim, Asar, Avadika, Hakim, Anakinu, Mene, Ish, Itad, Be'eretz, Kinan, Wihene, Hagaton, Et, Avinu, Wihaikat, Enenu. And they said, and they kept on saying, 2:10, the 12, your servants, brothers, we, sons of a man one in land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest with our father, the day this. And one is not. One is not. They thought one had died. They didn't know what in the world had happened to Joseph. They didn't know what in the world had happened to him. Let's read this one other verse here. Wayomer. Alehim. Yosef. Hu. Asher. Dibarati. Alehim. Lemor. Miragilim. Otem. And he kept on saying unto them, Joseph, that which I have spoken unto you, saying, Slanderers. Were they slanderers? Were they liars? Yes, they were. Slanderers, you people are. I mean, they're down in here in this foreign land. They have this high potentate that they're standing in front of them, and all he can say to them is, you guys are rats. You are rascals. And you know what? Down deep inside, they knew they were. Has God ever convicted you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come? Not long ago, my friend Gary, I asked him for sure. I said, Gary, I said, have you repented of your sins? Oh, Jim, he said, I'm sorry for the things I did. He said, I was bad. He said, I was really bad. He said, I don't know how in the world people ever cared anything for me. I was so bad. He said, I'm sorry that I did those things. He said, I asked God to forgive me. He said, I asked Him to forgive me every day. But He said, when I do that and I think, oh, Lord, You already forgiven me. I really don't have to ask You for that. Just the things I'm doing right now. You know? He said, God already forgiven me. I said, yes, He did. You've got that right, Gary. You've got it right. These boys hadn't been forgiven. These boys still wore their sins. These boys were still hiding their sins. They had not confessed their sin and asked God to save their souls and forgive them. They were still hiding it. And they were still lying to their father, too. Still lying. Well, 42 and verse 15 is where we'll start next week. Thank you for the birthday card this morning, you guys. and the little offering that you gave. And this is the, what is this, the 13th? 1-13-13? And where did we start off tonight? 41-53 to 42-14. We're making progress. We're getting through this book. Are you enjoying it? It's really good stuff there in the Word of God. Really good stuff. Well, do you have any questions?
Seven
is a number for perfection. Yeah. Seven is a number of perfection. And there were that many years of famine, and there was going to be, I mean, that many years of surplus and that many years of famine, weren't there? Famine, and but there were 7 years that they could just gather up all, and if they had used it up, what would have happened? The whole world would have died. What did Pharaoh name Joseph? What was Pharaoh's name for Joseph? What was his name? What was his name?
He provided for the world, but I forget what the name was.
All right. From the what?
Savior, wasn't it?
Savior Soter Cosmu, the Savior of the world. He said, from the hidden mysteries, from the hidden secrets, the Savior of the world. God has secreted him into Egypt and made him the Savior of all the land. The Savior of all the land.
And was that Pharaoh converted?
Pharaoh believed. I don't know. It doesn't say a whole lot about him, but he sure believed in Joseph, and he believed in Joseph's God, didn't he? And Pharaoh was spoken to by Jehovah in his dreams, wasn't he? Directly. Spoken to by Jehovah in his dreams. All right. Anything else? All right. Go out and do something eternal this week. And this may be your last week in this world, too. You may meet eternity before this week is over. We do not know how long we have. We do not know how long we have at all. Brother Abe, would you like to come up here and dismiss us in prayer, Brother Abe? The brightest bulb on the tree. All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. You gave us this wonderful night. You gave us